Ninth grade biology. Readings for Wednesday, May 6th. Chapter 18, pages 371 through 374. Page 371. Ecosystem recycling. As energy and matter flow through an ecosystem, matter must be recycled and reused. Substances such as water, carbon, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus each pass between the living and non-living worlds through biogeochemical cycles. The water cycle. Water is crucial to life. Cells contain 70 to 90% water, and water provides the environment in which most of life's chemical reactions occur. The availability of water is one of the key factors that regulate the productivity of terrestrial ecosystems. However, very little of the available water on Earth is trapped within living things at any given time. Bodies of water, such as lakes, rivers, streams, and oceans, contain a substantial percentage of Earth's water. The atmosphere also contains water, in the form of water vapor. In addition, some water is found below ground. Water in the soil or in underground formations of porous rock is known as groundwater. The movement of water between these various reservoirs, known as the water cycle, is illustrated in Figure 18-12. Three important processes in the water cycle are evaporation, transpiration, and precipitation. Page 372. Evaporation adds water as vapor to the atmosphere. Heat causes water to evaporate from bodies of water, from the soil, and from the bodies of living things. The process by which water evaporates from the leaves of plants in terrestrial ecosystems is called transpiration. Transpiration causes plants to take in water through their roots to replace the water that is being lost through their leaves. Animals also participate in the water cycle. Animals drink water or obtain it from their food. They release this water when they breathe, sweat, or excrete. Water leaves the atmosphere through precipitation. The amount of water the atmosphere can hold depends on abiotic factors, such as temperature and air pressure. Once the atmosphere becomes saturated with water vapor, precipitation occurs in the form of rain, snow, sleet, hail, or fog. The carbon cycle. Photosynthesis and cellular respiration form the basis of the short-term carbon cycle, illustrated in Figure 18-13. In photosynthesis, plants and other autotrophs use carbon dioxide, along with water and solar energy, to make carbohydrates. Both autotrophs and heterotrophs use oxygen to break down carbohydrates during cellular respiration. The byproducts of cellular respiration are carbon dioxide and water. Decomposers release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere when they break down organic compounds. Page 373. Human influences on the carbon cycle. In the last 150 years, the concentration of atmospheric carbon dioxide has risen more than 30%. Humans contribute to this increase by burning fossil fuels and other organic matter. Our industrial society depends on the energy released by the burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. Fossil fuels are the remains of organisms that have been transformed by decay, heat, and pressure into energy-rich molecules. Burning releases the energy in these molecules, but it also releases carbon dioxide. When large areas of forest are burned each year to clear land for agriculture, less vegetation remains to absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through photosynthesis. Nitrogen cycle. All organisms need nitrogen to make proteins and nucleic acids. The complex pathway that nitrogen follows in an ecosystem is called the nitrogen cycle, as shown in Figure 18-14. Nitrogen gas makes up about 78% of the atmosphere, so it might seem that it would be readily available for living things. However, most plants can use nitrogen only in the form of nitrate. The process of converting nitrogen gas to nitrate is called nitrogen fixation. Most organisms rely on nitrogen-fixing bacteria to transform nitrogen gas into a usable form. These bacteria live in the soil and inside swellings on the roots of some kinds of plants, such as beans, peas, clover, and alfalfa. These plants supply carbohydrates for the bacteria, and the bacteria produce usable nitrogen for the plant. Additional nitrogen is released into the soil. Page 374. Recycling nitrogen. The bodies of dead organisms contain nitrogen, mainly in proteins and nucleic acids. Urine and dung also contain nitrogen. Decomposers break down these materials and release the nitrogen they contain as ammonia, which in soil becomes ammonium. This process is known as ammoniumification. Through this process, nitrogen is again made available to other organisms. Soil bacteria take up ammonium and oxidize it into nitrates and nitrates in a process called nitrification. The erosion of nitrate-rich rocks also releases nitrates into an ecosystem. Plants use nitrates to form amino acids. Nitrogen is returned to the atmosphere through denitrification. Denitrification occurs when anaerobic bacteria break down nitrates and release nitrogen gas into the atmosphere. Plants can absorb nitrates from the soil, but animals cannot. Animals obtain nitrogen in the same way they obtain energy, by eating plants and other organisms and then digesting the proteins and nucleic acids. Phosphorus cycle. Phosphorus is an element that is an essential material needed by animals to form bones, teeth, and parts of molecules such as DNA and RNA. Plants get the phosphorus they need from soil and water, whereas animals get their phosphorus by eating plants or other animals. The phosphorus cycle is the movement of phosphorus from the environment to organisms and then back to the environment. This cycle is slow and does not normally occur in the atmosphere because phosphorus rarely occurs as a gas. When rocks erode, small amounts of phosphorus dissolve as phosphate in soil and water. Plants absorb phosphorus in the soil through their roots. Phosphorus is also added to soil and water when excess phosphorus is excreted in waste from organisms and when organisms die and decompose. Some phosphorus applied to fields as fertilizer washes off the land into streams and groundwater.